Everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Open mic night, which it seems to be. We got five topics here. We're going to cover Renaissance just said they made 24% year to date. I don't know if you saw it last week where Renaissance lost 20% around in March. Welcome to our new visitors coming in. I'm just going to have to mute the background on somebody else. Don't be offended if I'm muting you. Just got to mute all the background. I'll gladly unmute anybody who wants to chime. Just let me know in the chat that you'll see. I keep my eyes out in that pretty good. Let me just pull that up. Okay, so apparently everyone can hear me okay. So like I said, we've had a Renaissance 24 years to date. I posted another posting in my Facebook group on Renaissance. This is Jim Simmons Fund. And one person identified that a lot of the returns that they're getting, about 35% of what they make is fees. So they're that's one of the big reasons why they're growing is because the fees are fed right back into the fund. And it's obviously a big time exponential fund that grows. So part of that is due to fee growth. It's not just, I mean, to have a fund return a 35% over the last, 20 years, that's incredible. So there's nothing to complain about there, but it's just something that I'm in awe about, and they've clearly come back. I posted another posting yesterday. I can pull up my blog here. It was pretty impressive. It's clearly not Jim Simmons running the fund. What's happening is that, if I can find it here, it was, let me just find this, right here. So learn about Jim Simmons, the penny stock trader. So what's going on is that they've, in the tank, in March 2005, or sorry, in March, they picked up a lot of small stocks and they made a killing on them. So their application of running Renaissance is totally different now. And from what I understand, they've got about 300 different physicists that come up with all kinds of new models. And I mean, I could go on about how this fund works, but it's pretty ridiculous. They're totally mathematicians. They don't follow the markets at all. They just follow pure data, and that's about it. Anybody want to chime in on a topic on that? I can unmute anybody. Just let me know on the chat or type it up in the chat. Anybody? Okay. Hang on, Mr. Lance. I think you can openly, you're not muted, Mr. Lance, Seven Lance. Can you talk? No, I don't think, if you want to type something up. But as I said, this is an open format without conversation from you guys. This clearly will not be beneficial to anyone. I'm just sitting here talking to myself. So that's where we're at. So you guys can hear me still okay? Let me just do a mic check here. Okay. Just let me know if you can hear me. All right. So I'll continue. Coronavirus, how it's going to affect the U.S. dollar. All right. So let me pull up these stories here. Probably help that. So we've got this story here. And as I said, we're going to probably go through this second round again around 7:30 as we get more people come in. I think it's more convenient at that time. Pretty chatty folks too. They know their stuff. So right now I'm just bringing up the good old Facebook post. All these get posted in my news, this group here, Quant HFT High Frequency Trading with MATLAB, C++, Java, blah, blah. As you can see, a lot of it has turned into a trading group, less programming, more trading related. So here we've got this SCMP, which is South China News. So this could be a fluff piece or a mouthpiece for the Chinese government. So essentially, I always choose the ones that get a lot of comments. So in here, just see if I can find the comment. So again, chime in whenever you want. So this is what this guy says. The US dollar value looks artificial. I'm kind of eyeing accepting payments in euros instead. Anybody got any comments on that? Because I'm gonna tell you something that might blow your mind on that. If anyone wants to chime in, let me know. If not, in the meantime, if you watched my video I put up earlier today, I put up a video, if you need to know what that is, I'll go over to my YouTube channel at Quant Labs. And in there, I do an analysis using MotoWave to look at OANDA data, specifically a combination of both CFD and Forex. So we have these two here. So what I'm noticing when it comes to overall...
Hi, everybody.
Overall, so if you look for this video, is Forex risk off while better performance in CFD or future market? What I'm finding is Forex risk is off. The CFDs, and the reason I use CFD is I would never suggest anyone to go out and trade Forex or retail Forex. You want to go, excuse me, you want to go into the real market, futures market specifically for the U.S. Just get better performance out of that. But what I noticed, what you'll find in this video is there's very little high top performers of U.S. assets. So that's including, let's say, that would be, let's say, U.S. dollar would not be there, but there's euro in there. The top performers were the indices of China, France, Germany, and euro or Europe. So what this guy's saying is very true, and I'm seeing this as well, that there is more performance you're going to get anything European or euro over the U.S. dollar. I think what's happening now is that the U.S. markets are starting to top out and things are starting to weaken. So we got Boyd coming in. And here. So what's happening is that the markets are starting to top off in the States and things are starting to improve for, hey Boyd, how you doing? If you can hear me. With COVID-19, Europe is starting to outperform U.S. And I think a lot of that has to do with the most recent spikes in the U.S., specifically in Texas, Arizona, or wherever else. While Europe is starting to open up its tourist business, or tourism, basically, throughout a lot of countries. Specifically, I think Portugal's open, Paris is now open, they just opened the Eiffel Tower. So with that, that adds in confidence for the Eurozone. And I think that's one of the things that's happening in the U.S. dollar right now versus the anything European. And the other thing is, I put out another call, which some people seem to somewhat agree with, is an arbitrage trade that has started to form. So if you follow this video here, U.S. down, China up, hugest arbitrage trade opportunity of 2020. I've seen this for the last week now, where the Chinese market, the China 50, I've talked about it last week, is starting to perform really well. And the only top two CFDs, we'll call them, that were performing with an excellent score was a long for the China 50 and a short for the NASDAQ 100. So this could start to play out as U.S. starts to get more coronavirus cases. I think China, lying or not, their economy has been improving over the last few weeks. I'm seeing that in the charts. And you'll also compare that with the performance of oil as well. Oil, last I checked a few hours ago, was up 2.6%. And I think a lot of the reason is because Asia is now starting to get up and running with their manufacturing. So that's going to put a long on Asia in terms of manufacturing and overall their stock performance. So that's why I'm starting to think that China 50 is the long, U.S. whatever index you want, mainly NASDAQ, will be a good short to have that as a classic arbitrage trade over the next, who knows how long, couple of weeks, week. But that's starting to play out, as I said, that China, U.S. starting to weaken. Today was a different trade rally, and that was news-driven. Tomorrow could be another situation, but fundamentally, the U.S. is definitely weakening because of the spike in coronavirus cases, and that's becomes a confidence factor for the rest of the world to want to trade in the U.S. Anybody get any questions on that? Like I said, this is opened up to anybody who's got an opinion. I can unmute whoever. I've got the chat here as well, so if anybody else wants to chime in with the chat, please do so. I'll wait it out. Otherwise, we'll go to the next point. And that next point will be day traders will have fun until they get wiped out. And there's a reason for that. We actually talked about that last week. So, anybody want to chime in with some feedback on the coronavirus may deliver a shock to the US dollar? Oh, so I forgot to mention about the US dollar. What I also noticed is that Forex, with this video I put up here by the title, what's happening is the risk off seems to be taking place on Forex, retail Forex. Up until about a week ago, the Australian dollar was quite strong, and New Zealand was pretty strong as well. The only strong pair right now in Forex or retail Forex is a British pound against a Canadian dollar. And it seems to be that you would think that the Japanese yen's becoming a safe haven. I saw quite a few pairs in Canadian dollar that was starting to show the Canadian dollar may become a safe haven because it's quite cheap, and I think it's a variety of reasons for it. So, if, like I said, if anyone's got any opinions on that, let me know. Just waiting for anybody else coming in. Nope. So, where does that leave the US dollar? Can you guys see my screen okay? I just want to make sure you guys can see my screen just fine. I got a Word document here. Everybody can see the screen. I don't want to talk with a blank screen here. Anyways, I'll assume you guys can see it okay. So, as I said, the US dollar starts to weaken, not just because of the US indices, but also with a lot of the problems that the US is going through, coronavirus. Up until, well, in the last few weeks, it's been obviously the riots, or call them whatever you want, the protests, the riots, all that's a problem. And as I said, that's pulling away the confidence of the U.S. When you see the markets respond, U.S. specifically will respond on any good news that the Federal Reserve will put out, meaning that they'll, put out some form of a stimulus, a trillion here, a trillion there. Okay. Let me just address that screen issue. Okay. Let me know if you can see my screen now. You see it okay? You guys see me okay? Something's going on with my Zoom here. You guys see my screen okay? Looks like here. You guys can see my stuff going on. I'm sorry to do this to you. Something's going on with my Zoom here. Okay, yes and yes, thank you. Okay, so we're up to nine people here. Appreciate it. All right, so let me go back to what I was talking about earlier concerning the US dollar. So you can see my screen okay? I think we should be all good now. All right, so as I said, with the US dollar, the indices are off. The US dollar most likely will be off. And there's actually for the last, well, started about 3 weeks ago, where Bloomberg was talking about the potential collapse of the US dollar. Now, for most of the time I've been watching this stuff, the last, let's say, 10, 15 years, I've never seen headlines like that before, where the US dollar will collapse. And that's coming right out of a legitimate news outlet. There was another one I saw, I can't remember which news outlet, but it was not one of these wacky no-name trading sites. This was like legit news. And there's more and more people talking about the collapse of the US dollar. I wouldn't know why it's being pushed this soon, But when you look at a lot of social going on, where we've talked about a lot of social problems are really funded by China, probably. I'd be a bet man on that. And a lot of it's event driven by China. And I think this is part of their plan to really destabilize the US. And it seems to be working if these two events happen, namely the US markets. I'm seeing that peak out, top out, and then the US dollar. I'm not seeing any US pairs as a top performer. It's all based upon, around euro. So that's what I'm seeing. That's what I saw this morning. Will it change? I can't say. But as long as the US continues to bring out the bad news of the coronavirus, it's not going to help them. So just wanted to put that out there where this is starting to play out, where this could turn into some kind of really bad economic event. So, as I said to our newcomers, anyone's welcome to chime in and just stop me and we'll talk about what I'm talking about. So, right now we're on our second point from Renaissance to the coronavirus and the US dollar. And as I said, this one person, which seems to be true, is that the US dollar value looks artificial and seeing the performance pick up with the euro. So, anybody want to comment on that at all? Okay, I'll move on. So we got a total of 5 points here. So this next point is, was we talked about this similarly. When you say Sevenlands, let me, I think you should be able to talk Sevenlands. If you want expected, I'm not sure expected of what. Oh, so you're, maybe you're saying that it's expected for the US dollar to collapse and US markets to top out. So, okay. Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah, that makes sense, I guess. All right, so going back to the day traders, we talked about this specifically when it came to the likes of millennial traders on Robinhood. And I've always talked about for probably a few years now, Robinhood's free, yes, but somebody's got to pay Robinhood to make to have some form of revenue. It just doesn't make sense. Why would Robinhood be free? What's going on is two things. Robinhood is growing like wildfire right now because people are sitting at home with the COVID, so they're day trading. So they use Robinhood as their prime broker of choice. So what's going on is they feel great that they are not paying a commission fee. But what they don't realize is that the other side of that is a market maker. So what's going on with something like Robinhood is Robinhood is selling the order flow to high HFT shops, high frequency trading shops. And what those HFT shops are acting like a market maker. They will move against the order flow found on Robinhood. And what's going on is Robinhood will sell that order flow to the HFT shops, and the market makers at those HFT shops will trade against the retail customers of Robinhood. So they are getting cheated out of a lot of their trades. Don't ask me why it's allowed, but this is the environment we're in. And twice I've heard in the last today and late last week is that that's what's going on with the Robinhood day traders. And I don't know if anybody has been following Robinhood as a whole. They've had problems filling orders. They had some kind of technical outage. Da da da, and they still will gladly trade on Robinhood. So when the next crash comes, and I think it will happen, maybe this week, it's starting to take shape where we've had a few losses, lowest losses since May. We could have another crash coming. That's when I start to think that you'll get the day trader, especially on Robinhood, getting smoked. By the dollar collapsing, what effect will it have on the world? I don't think it'll have effect on the world, Seven Lance, to be honest. I think as this other commenter said here is I think people are going to start moving towards the euro, as well as China's coming out with their digital yuan. That's starting to play out. Last week we talked about the Turkish Central Bank is going to start adopting the digital yuan. So what's going to happen is hey David, is you're going to start to see more and more central banks, namely maybe Russia, Iran, smaller countries move and adopt the Chinese yuan with Chinese central bank, and that's what's going to happen. So people are going to start moving off of US dollar as a reserve currency. I mean, that's been predicted for a long time. We had Raj last week talk about it in depth. He was quite amazing. I think Boyd and David could attest to that, who were on last week. He really knew his stuff there and really expanded on that quite well. So that's kind of what is could happen. So as I said earlier, anyone could chime in whenever they want via chat, via the mic, or by audio. Let me know and I'll gladly unmute you. Just I'm muting people for background noise. So as I was talking before, day traders will have fun until they get wiped out. Again, a great example is the Robinhood event. And they'll just bail out. And actually, I shouldn't say that. Thomas Pepherfly of Interactive Brokers, the guy who started and founded Interactive Brokers, was on Yahoo today. And what he was saying is that a lot of people are funding accounts, but they're maybe doing one or two trades, maybe three. And then they let the cash sit in the account and they don't do any more trading. And that's another trend that's starting to happen as well. A lot of accounts are getting open, but they're not actively trading. I think part of it is just that they're too nervous, and or maybe they're doing a classic buy and hold on certain stocks that they think will continue to move up. What is the password? I think it's part of the invite from one. Should be in the invite. I don't keep track of it. So that's to one. Hang on, let me just respond to that. What's the password in email? Okay, continuing along. Anybody else got any questions or feedback at all? Okay, all right, so let's continue. So what's going to happen right now with these day traders? I think obviously they're going to get shaken out. What a bomb about the dollar. How do you mean seven Lance? It's like a what do you call a well, the big news out of the dollar bombshell. Yeah, it's big. I personally didn't think it would happen this fast, but you also have to remember that they've already pumped $6 or $7 trillion from the Fed into the economy. That's why the markets are up. Everyone's asking why the market's up. It's because of yeah, I can't help you further, one. Sorry, I don't know what I can do for him. Yeah, so what's going on is yeah, like it's a big deal what's going on. I didn't think it would happen this fast. So $7 trillion been added to the economy, into the pumped into the economy for the U.S., and they've predicted that it'll be up to $10 trillion by the end of the year, and we still don't know if the pandemic's going to be done or not. Because Boris Johnson in England's predicting the capital infrastructure, so they're moving ahead with that. Canada, I don't know if they'll have that, but if the US doesn't get an infrastructure plan in place, well, bickering between the Democrats and the Trump and the Republicans is going to cause longer and longer problems for the US, and people are going to start losing confidence in the US. I think that's kind of what's going on right now, unfortunately for them. Let me see. Anybody else? Let me just check the participants here. All right. So let's go through some of the comments here about day traders. These are again from my Facebook group. Definitely happen. Trading is hard and takes a lot of time to learn, and how it takes a lot of data and different E scenarios. Because some models work and stop working depending upon market conditions, and they always change eventually. Yeah, I mean, I had the same problem with just being in crypto space since January. If you were to look at a high level of how crypto's been performing. It's you could develop a strategy, and then the market conditions will change, and it makes it harder to stay on top of, and let alone will that strategy stay in place. So I got probably seven or eight strategies developed, but everything's flat right now. So I've totally had to do a powwow, I'll call it, on how to handle the ever-changing market conditions all the time. It lasts for a week, couple of days, or a month. So this guy disagrees with the statement, day traders will have fun until they get wiped out. I disagree. Take Hertz, for example. Media heavy focuses the influence from Robinhood traders. However, their big institutions went long after filing for a bankruptcy reorganization. I can't comment on the Hertz bankruptcy. I don't know what really went down. I mean, we've got so many more companies that have already filed for bankruptcy. It could be a fundamental problem. So I think that comment's fairly irrelevant. As I said, if you guys got feedback on any of these comments, let me know. This guy here said on the Facebook group, shorter time period, the more noise to signal, the more noise to signal, less reliable any trading method on the signal is. That's very true. What I'm finding, if you're trading under, let's say, an hour or even intraday, specifically for something like crypto, there's so much volatility that it's very hard to suss out trends in crypto when it's less than a day or even an hourly, 4 hour basis. So I'm more into investing and hodling now versus just trying to trade on the intraday. But I still can use the scripts I've written for research and be able to get better analysis on my trading calls. So that's what I'm doing now. And I'm going to actually put up more videos on that later today or in the next few days. Anybody else got any comments on that? So the other half, he said, the closer to random chance walk. So, and this is very true. Once you start to, depending upon on the time frame you're analyzing, if it's just a 5 minute, 10 minute, hour, you will see that random walk kick in. And usually that also means it never goes anywhere. It may go down, but it may not go up because of that random walk where it just goes in this range bound, which makes it very, very difficult to calculate a market direction from. And that's what I've experienced all this year, basically. And a lot of cryptocurrency traders are having the same problem. So there's no trend in cryptocurrency with the exception of overall Bitcoin. So more likely to, and this is the other thing. If you're going to try to trade intraday, you will, and I will agree that you will probably have a higher likely to lose. Whereas if you are willing to hold on to a position for a couple of days, you could probably make more money, or even a 24-hour period, you could probably make more money because of this signal to noise business or noise to signal. But this guy likes doing it because he likes a challenge. So there's that. Anybody else got any comments at all on that? And or when I talked about day traders. Boy, you guys are quiet tonight. As I said, I don't do it for myself. I'm doing it for you guys to get a conversation going. We had a good process last week. So always chime in whenever you want. So here we are. $3,000 gold price, no longer target. It's now 10,000 when Fed's assets collapse. How can I eat? I'm not joking. Oh, I don't know what to tell you, Seven Lance. I think a lot of us are in the same boat. People are growing gardens and stuff. I don't know. That's a hard question. But if you're serious, we can always do that offline. Okay, so $3,000 gold no longer target. It's now 10,000. This is the key here with Fed's assets collapse. So here's what the comment was. This is really bad, but the dollar's backed by debt, so it's bound to happen. So what that means is instead of traditionally up until, was it 73, when Nixon moved off of the gold standard, the US just relied on their debt and good name on the Federal Reserve level. And now that they're just piling on debt like it's, helicopter, cash from the sky in a helicopter, like I would call him Helicopter Ben in 2008, Powell's no different and he's worse. So I think like it's just it's like this Fed asset collapse, very likely I agree with it. So Seven Lance, will they go back to the gold standard? I don't think they'll go back to the gold standard. I think for the US it's too late. I don't think they want to go back to the gold standard. I know Trump has talked about it. But what I'm finding is, as I said earlier, the world is moving off of the Federal Reserve and the U.S. dollar. They're losing confidence in what's going on in the U.S. So they're starting to find alternative assets. $3,000 gold price is looking pretty good. It's pushing right now towards $1,800. We'll know in the next few days how the markets play out, if that's going to happen, where the market gold price will move up to 1800. But the thing is that gold is not moving as fast as you think it should. And traditionally, you know, I don't know what people are looking for as a safe haven. A few weeks ago, I would have said the Norwegian kroner or Norwegian currency, we'll just leave it at that, and the Mexico peso. So, Seven Lance, quantitative easing will bring issues. That quantitative easing has been in place now for 10 years. And it's getting worse as they try to stimulate the economy. Traditionally, that's how it worked. It's not working as much. It's less effective. If I was to show you the interest rate over, let's say, last 30, 40 years when they stimulate, you could overlay the market of, let's say, the S&P. And you see the stimulus would have a much bigger response. But as they stimulate, the response is less and less and less. So whatever they're trying to do is not working short-term or long-term. So things are not looking good for the U.S., I think. And people are looking for alternatives. As I said, two currencies that look like could be safe havens for now is a Norwegian kroner, I think it's called, as well as the Mexican peso looks to be another one. And the Mexican peso would make sense because if the U.S., with this decoupling of China with their manufacturing, that those manufacturers got to set up somewhere, and they're getting set up in Mexico. So that relationship between the U.S. dollar and the Mexican peso would make sense. And that would make the U.S. or the Mexican peso stronger as well. So be on the lookout for those two pairs to do really well over the next little while. And I'm starting to see Canada as well become an alternative as well. Not saying it's a safe haven, but I'll know over the next few days with confidence if I can say that Canadian dollar could be a safe haven. But I did see it definitely today.
Hey, and, Brian.
Hey, go ahead,
man. What do you mean by the Fed's assets are going to collapse? Or bonds. What does that mean when it says the Fed's?
Bonds and interest.
Bonds.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you look at a 10-year, 5-year, 2-year, 10-year, the returns are not as high. It's like what, 2%? I don't know what the exact amount is on a 2-year, but they got so desperate that they had to add on the duration of the bonds to have a 50-year. And I think was it Japan that issued a 100-year? That's because they're trying to get as much cash into the Fed or whatever central bank to prolong and get more investment. But who's going to tie up their money for 100 years to get a 2% return, right? That's how bad it's getting for the Fed, it seems. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
No problem, man. So there's that. I can circle back to these points earlier and for those that missed it. So as I said, anybody else can chime in on that regarding the Fed assets. But the thing is that I would expect it with the calamities that are happening right now, I would have thought gold has gone up a lot higher. It may accelerate. So it's going to go up higher, I think, but it's not expanding as fast. All right, so there's that. Anybody else got any ideas on that at all? I think one's trying to, can't hear for whatever reason, but this is being recorded, so there'll be a playback on YouTube for this. If it works, I can get back my my recording, which last week didn't happen. Okay, so tonight's the last point, unless you guys want me to circle back to the first point. There was the Hang Seng Index. Now, as you know, I've talked earlier about China, about that one trade I put up on Saturday, I believe, on my channel here. U.S. down, China, or sorry, let's say U.S. NASDAQ 100 short, China 50 long as an arbitrage trade. Don't ask me how long that'll last, but this could be another, we'll call it a derivative trade of China. Is definitely Hang Seng. That one's done or can and will do well as well. I think in line with how China performs as well. So I've got the links here. I can put the links in the chat if you want. Just let me know. But this comment, these are two. There's a whole series of comments. I think this guy's right out of Hong Kong actually, and these are very valid. So fundamentally, this will help anyone doing trading as well. So as discussed in an earlier report, the draft of Hong Kong security law is unlikely to bring a material impact on the Hang Seng Index, which is heavily weighed toward mainland corporations. In fact, the implementation of a national security may even, I can't remember what he said there, but this is a tip that he put out there. He said, 2 years I used Sharpe ratio to screen HSI composite index. Only 388 out of 700 were identified as long-term picks with reference to 10-year historical data. 11 and 2388 were identified as the other marginal choices. So if you want, you can go into my link right here and get the full comments. But he was using the Sharpe ratio to do some filtering on all the different stocks out there. I think that can be good long-term. To do that as a performance ratio on Sharpe. So it's something I would recommend. You may want to, actually I could pull it up and just see what the comments, how like what they're completely saying here. Just give me a minute. These postings come from the most engaged in my group, and that's in Facebook, Quant, HFT, High Frequency with MATLAB, C++, Java, R, Python, C Sharp, and Excel. So those originally was supposed to be obviously a HFT trading group, a tech group, but it's evolved into this trading group, which is I personally think is even better. So as I said, continuing what he was saying, on this comment about Hang Seng or Hong Kong, said the implementation of national security may even help contain the violence in the street and thus from an economic point of view to bring social stability to the financial hub. So that means obviously that pretty well China was supposed to keep Hong Kong as a free zone, but with this security law that they brought out a few weeks ago, it seems that China not only will do well, but Hong Kong as an index as well will do well because they're now so closely linked to the mainland China and the Chinese Communist Party. So as a result, this may be another decent index to watch and invest into for long-term performance. So that's what I'm saying. Okay. Let me just finish up his last comment here. And again, this guy, I think, is from Hong Kong as well. So what he was using about the Sharpe ratio, only 388 were identified as long-term picks, a reference to 10 years with historical data. 11 and 2388 were identified as the other marginal choices. I don't know what that means. All others were nothing but bleep. Now, it manages that my kindergarten homework is not that bad at all. So I guess he's trying to be ha-ha funny. So from my point of view, not only is China looking good, but Hong Kong's also looking good. And when it comes to trading, it's about making money and keep the politics out of making the money. So if you don't like the idea of investing or finding some kind of exposure to China, Don't do it because you're patriotic to the West or the US. Don't do it. It's up to you. Same with Hong Kong as well. And that's pretty well everything. Anybody got any comments on that at all? Yes, no, maybe. If not, what I can do is we're done for that. So we've gone over Renaissance technologies. We talked about the coronavirus impact the US dollar, how day traders may get wiped out, $3,000 gold, it may go up to 10,000 if the Fed assets collapse. And as I said, we talk about the Hang Seng index challenge as well. Anybody got any comments or questions or at all? So we're at 45 minutes, which is pretty good timing because last week we did 2.5 hours, which I quite enjoyed, but it's quite long. But I'm okay with 45 minutes. And if any of you got any thoughts, let me know. We'll do the same format next week, depending upon the news items. So as it stands right now, if you ask me on a long-term basis, from what we're going through, euro, yes. For forex or currency trades, yes. On China, still looks good, and Hong Kong's looking good. It's not a top performer yet, but Hong Kong may become a top performer. And I've also put up in the videos I've already highlighted here where things are going with crypto as well as forex and CFD, which impacts obviously potential futures trading as well. So we've covered everything so far for what I feel could happen over the next, who knows, couple of days, couple of weeks, just depends. But if you guys want me to circle back on the first point, couple of points, if you missed out, let me know. If not, if you want to talk about something else, let me know. I'm here, all ears, and just unmute yourself, or I can unmute you. I can unmute any of you if you want to chime in. Don't be shy. There's no wrong or right answers here. Anybody? I would like to chat after this session. That's Galaxy Note. Get in touch with me on the Facebook Messenger. Your best bet if you want to get in touch with me is usually I have down here up on the bottom left a way to chat. Otherwise, I'll give you my email so I can gladly do that. There you go. That's my email as well. So, anybody got any other questions or comments at all? If not, we'll give it a wrap for tonight. We'll do another one next week, next Monday at 7 p.m. Anybody want to chime in? Just let me know. I'll do it going once, twice, three times, like in an auction, and then we'll terminate and continue next week on a bunch of other topics. But I appreciate you coming out. So, anybody got anything? Just type away or just let me know via the chat. In the meantime, I'll unmute everybody. I think you're unmuted, Dave. David? You should be unmuted.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, go ahead.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm actually just interested in learning more about the quant group that you had set up.
The which? You're breaking up.
Sorry, yeah, the Facebook group.
Oh, yeah. Here, I'll just put the link in there. And here. So just get yourself in there, invite it, or put your request, and I'll get you approved. We got about 12,000 people in there. I don't remember the exact amount, but yeah, 12,300. So it's a pretty big group.
And you said that started off as high frequency
Yeah,
trading.
and it evolved into a trading group. Not very little program. I mean, I still put a lot of programming in there, but it just seems people engage with the trading stuff. So that's what it evolved to. So anybody else? You got another question, David, at all, or? No? Okay. I've unmuted Jeff. I'll mute Dave. So if you guys got any questions, let me know. Just type them in the chat. So I put in my email in the Facebook group. And I post about 20, 30 posts a day in the group, and that's all news. So are you saying this will happen as a as a slam dunk in a few days or weeks? I'm not sure what you're referring to, Mr. Seven Lance. You're on mute if you want to chime in audio-wise with your voice. I can't say the timeline on when the dollar will tank. I mean, it's starting to show weakness already. Well, let me put it this way. It's not a top performer. The Australian dollar was a top performer for a while, and that was just due to the relationship that China and Australia has as China expands on manufacturing. A lot of the raw material like iron ore, copper is coming out of Australia. So that has a strong impact on the Australian dollar. But I'm not seeing that Australian dollar as strong as it was 2 weeks ago. But again, I've heard copper's on the move, and that in itself may impact the Australian dollar. So, you know, owning Australian dollar might not be a bad move. And if you want to compare which other currency to own from a coronavirus point of view, I'd say New Zealand might be a good one too, because they're one of the first democracies out there of the big six to come out confidently with fewer problems for New Zealand. So that's going to impact the dollar as well. That's what I'm seeing. Anybody else got any questions? I'll go back to my screen here. So again, what we're talking about is 5 points here. Talked about the Hang Seng hitting key resistance, gold prices to climb. We've already talked about gold from short term, maybe 3,000 to 10,000 if the Fed asset collapses. Talked about day traders could get wiped out. U.S. How the coronavirus could put a shock, but I'm only using the word collapse because that's what Bloomberg was using a few weeks ago. And of course, the Renaissance Technologies, Jim Simmons fund as well, has been doing fairly well this year. Anybody got no comments or questions on that? If not, we can give it a wrap. What I'll do is I'll do a going once, going twice, going three times. So I'll say that we're done for tonight. If you got any questions, let me know. I think it was our friend, the Samsung guy. He can get in touch with me. Other than that, I'm going to stop my recording.